I'm telling these tears, go and fall away, fall away. Oh, may the last one burn into flames. Freedom, freedom, I can't move. Freedom, cut me loose. Yeah. Freedom, freedom, where are you? 'Cause I need freedom too. I break chains all by myself. Won't let my freedom.
All right, all right. Welcome to the Maggie Dawn Show. Yeah, 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 I got it. I mean, I got it. Yes, not quite Maggie Dawn, but it is Earl Ingram. And good afternoon to you, Brother Cardi. How you doing, man?
Man, I am feeling good. It's good to have you on the show today, man. Guest hosting for Maggie today, man. Man, thank you.
It's good to finally be able to connect with you, brother.
Hey, for sure. Likewise, man.
You know, there's so much that I want to talk about. And welcome to the audience of Maggie Dawn. I'm honored and privileged to have this opportunity, and especially in a day and a time like this. I am going to spend this entire show talking about the life and legacy of a man that I not only admired, but a man who lived his life in a manner that very few did. I'm talking about the one and only Jimmy Carter. Really, James Earl Carter Jr., the former president of the United States. I'm a man who was blessed enough to have lived my life at the time that Jimmy Carter was moving on this earth. And the things that he accomplished, we're going to go through some aspects of this man's life that will astound you. Because he was such a humble man, a servant, a man who dedicated his life to service. Look, I'm a servant myself. And so I admire what this man did and the impact that he had on so many people's lives. You know, people talk about I'm a Christian, and they profess it from their mouths, but very few do that in actions. Jimmy Earl Carter Jr. did just that. He was married to his childhood sweetheart, Rosalind Carter, for 78 years. Did you hear that? 78 years committed to his wife. And we're going to go through a whole lot of history about this man. I don't think there's anything more that I wanted to discuss during Maggie's show than to tell you about the impact that he had on my life. You know, not what I read in a book, but what I saw. And the fact that he was given the longevity of life, 100 years. 100 years. He was rewarded for a job well done. Now, there are people who say some horrific things about Jimmy Carter, but those people who say horrific things about Jimmy Carter didn't know anything at all about him. And after we're done today, I hope that those of you who haven't known much about him other than he was the former president of the United States and a man who, after his presidency in 4 years, dedicated the remainder of his life, him and his wife, to serving all over the world. People who are considered nondescript. He never saw a nondescript person in his life. You know who he patterned his life after? You know? Jesus. He actually tried to live his life predicated on what Christ would have us do. Now, you may not be a Christian in this audience, and, you know, but those who are know what the definition of a Christian is. It's one who's willing to submit his will to do the will of, you know, Christ. And so that's who Jimmy Carter was. So we're going to go, you know, down this journey for the next 2 hours. And I hope that you get something out of this man who was blessed, but more than anything else, he blessed others and was able to, even in the face. Here's a man who some people said, well, he was a peanut farmer. Yeah, he was. He was clearly that. But he was much more than a peanut farmer. When I run down the accomplishments of Jimmy Carter, you will be absolutely amazed. Here's 10 little-known facts about former President Jimmy Carter. Peanut farmer. Entering politics, Carter was a successful peanut farmer in his hometown of Plains, Georgia, following his service in the U.S. Navy. He returned to farming after his father's death in 1953 to save the family farm from financial difficulties. But did you also know he was a naval nuclear engineer? Carter was trained as a nuclear engineer in the U.S. Navy under Admiral Hyman Rickover. He was part of a team that helped develop the U.S. Navy's nuclear submarine program. Bet you didn't know that. First president born in a hospital. Jimmy Carter was the first U.S. president to be born in a hospital on October 1st, 1924 at Wise Sanitarium in Plains, Georgia. Jimmy Carter was a speed reader. Carter was a speed reader capable of reading several hundred words per minute. He has used this skill throughout his life to absorb large amounts of information quickly. He was the author of more than 30 books. Carter was a prolific author, having written over 30 books on a variety of topics, including politics, religion, human rights, and his personal life. His memoirs and reflections have won critical acclaim. He's the first president to live in public housing. As a child, Carter lived in public housing. His family moved into government-subsidized housing for workers in Plains, Georgia, when his father managed a farm. Amnesty for Vietnam veterans, draft evaders. On his first day in office, Carter granted amnesty to thousands of men who had evaded the draft during the Vietnam War, a highly controversial but principled decision aimed at national healing. That was kind of the beginning. I remember all of this, of what kind of man he really was, because he took on to do what he did in offering amnesty to those thousands of men who didn't go to the Vietnam War, especially in face of the fact that 10,000 or more men lost their lives in the Vietnam War. He kind of showed what kind of man he was. Skilled woodworker. Carter was an accomplished woodworker and carpenter. He often crafted furniture and even built some of the furniture in his own home. His woodworking skills align with his lifelong commitment to manual labor, especially through his work with Habitat for Humanity. Beekeeper. Carter took up beekeeping after leaving the White House. He tended to a number of hives on his property and advocated for environmental protection and bee conservation. Cancer survivor. In 2015, at the age of 90, Carter was diagnosed with metastatic melanoma that had spread to his brain and liver. Remarkably, after undergoing treatment, Carter announced later that year that he was cancer-free. Here are 10 unusual more facts about Jimmy Carter. Speed walker. Carter was known for his unusual hobby of speed walking. Even while president, he often walked at a fast pace for exercise, sometimes covering up to 3 miles in 45 minutes. First president to be sworn in using a nickname. Carter's full name is James Earl Carter Jr., but he was sworn in as president using his nickname Jimmy, which is rare for U.S. presidents who typically use their full legal names during inauguration. Unusual energy-saving measure. As a sign of his commitment to energy conservation, Carter famously installed solar panels on the White House in 1979. Taught Sunday school during his presidency. While in office, Carter often taught Sunday school at his Baptist church in Plains, Georgia. This unusual activity for a sitting president reflects his deep religious faith and humble backgrounds. Sent a message to aliens. he had a sense of humor as well. First president to graduate from a public high school. Carter was the first U.S. president to graduate from a public high school. He attended Plains High School in Georgia, a relatively modest background compared to the private school education of many other presidents. 855-752-4842. This show, and I'm filling in for the one and only Maggie Dunn, my name is Earl Ingram, is dedicated to the life and legacy of one Mr. Jimmy Carter.
About 40 seconds left.
Oh, okay. And let me say this. Expert fly fisherman. Carter was an expert fly fisherman and enjoyed the sport passionately. Navy reactor emergency response. In 1952, Carter helped disassemble and repair nuclear reactors that had partially melted down. More next on the Maggie Dawn Show.